This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. General Tommy Franks, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, today gave a generally upbeat assessment of progress in the war so far. He said Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein is losing control over his troops in the field. Saddam Hussein today delivered a defiant speech on Iraqi television, insisting that the Iraqi army will emerge victorious in battle against invading U.S. and British forces.
Hit them and strike them, you mujahideen, heroes. Strike against your enemy with fear, you great Iraqi, inspired by the spirit of jihad that you have, and strike them until they come to the conclusion that they're not in a position to continue with their crimes against you and against humanity.
The speech followed by hours, another heavy night of U.S. air attacks in Baghdad. NPR's Anne Garrels is there. Do you know if this was a live broadcast, Anne?
It's impossible to tell, Bob. There were no time references in this speech. But given his Saddam Hussein's general description of the situation, it would appear that he did survive the initial attacks on Thursday. It's unclear where he spoke from. There was a white sheet behind him. It was impossible to sort of see any landmarks. But it was a forceful speech. He basically said the enemy had been persuaded that we were weak. That's why they came in by land. But now Saddam said the enemy is lost on its way and he will be fighting with a strong army. And he called this, he gave a new name for this, the war. He says in Arabic, he calls this sort of the final battle, the battle of all battles.
What sort of reaction to the speech from Iraqis?
Well, on the one hand, I was standing by several Iraqi officials. They are convinced that Saddam Hussein is alive, and you could clearly see a sort of look of relief. They're quite heartened by what they believe to be Iraqi resistance. One Iraqi I spoke to, who's ambivalent about this whole war, said the speech and reports of fierce Iraqi resistance have indeed emboldened many Ba'athist party members and many ordinary Iraqis. He said most Iraqis had thought this war would be over much earlier than it has been. A family I visited, however, are scared to death that this war is now going to drag on. They, too, are amazed that the United States has faced as many problems with Iraqi forces. And the conflict between Iraqis amongst themselves was displayed yesterday at the bank of the Tigris, where the rumors had spread that one or two American pilots had been downed. On the one hand, you saw militia, Ba'athist party members, others shooting ferociously into the water, trying to kill the pilots who were reported to have gone down into the river. They were shooting volley after volley. On the other hand, there were other Iraqis who were enormously friendly to this American reporter and who sort of with a shrug and a sign of hope gave, you know, they wanted the pilot to survive. I mean, it's all an unspoken, whatever people are scared to speak out. It's done by gesture as much as anything.
What's the city look like after another night of bombing?
It was a pretty fierce night, nothing like Friday night, but a lot of cruise missiles whooshed by, slamming into government buildings.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.